nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Nationwide Discussion. My name is Lucy Kiden. Now, today we look at discussions from the States and our focus is Central Equatoria. A change of leadership took place in May this year when Governor Augustino Jadala was appointed, replacing former Governor Emmanuel Adil of close to 5 years since June 2020. So in 2015, Governor Augustino Jadala served as the governor of Jubeik State, and he was the first and only governor of the state at the time. And that was until the reversion from 32 states back to 10 states. And so before that, he was Deputy Minister of Interior and Wildlife Conservation. And so today our focus will be the recent state tour by the governor. He, together with a select team, first visited Lanya County, then went to Wanduruba Administrative Payam, Yei River State, Morobo and Kajukeji States, and then returned to Wanduruba after the incident of October 10. So joining me now to give a detailed account of the tour, its purpose, findings, outcomes, and future interventions is Honorable Lily Kapuki, who is Minister for Agriculture, Central Equatoria State. Honorable Lily, you are welcome.
Thank you.
And then we have Honorable Jacob Aligololadu, the Chief Whip of the Central Equatoria State Legislative Assembly. You're welcome, Honorable Aligo.
Thank you, Lucy.
Yes, now both our guests were part of the tour, and so you are welcome to join the discussion by texting or calling. Calling these numbers 0912067879 or 0912067929 or 0912068101. There will be an opportunity for you to call, so take note of those numbers, and that will be later during the discussion. Although you can immediately text in when you have a thought to share on 0912177141. Okay, so now, diving into the discussion. First off, you are both part of this tour. I want you to briefly share your experience in regards to the tour. Had you been to these places before? Was it your first time? Was there some changes you noticed? And let me start with you, Honorable Aligo.
Thank you. Good evening, listeners of Radio Miraya. First of all, I want to take this opportunity to thank the administration of Miraya FM, or the management of Miraya FM, for giving us this opportunity to come and share with the public the trip of His Excellency General Augustino Jadala Wani to the counties of Lanya, Yei, River, Morobo, Kajukeji, and Wanduruba administrative areas. First of all, apart from Wanduruba administrative areas, I know all the areas that the governor visited because I was a minister during the 32 states, and I was also a political advisor to the governor of the Fanghye River State, and we've been moving in those areas during the difficult time of the conflict, so it's not they are not new areas to me.
Okay, what was your impression of Wanduruba?
My impression of Wanduruba was that when we were first, when we went there on the 8th, we were received by jubilant citizens who were standing by the roadside waving leaves and ululating. The mood was that one of celebration as they received a new governor, a person who has been one of the great liberators of our country. And so his visit was warmly welcome, and the people were happy.
Okay.
And all of us were very happy.
Yes.
That's the impression that I got from Wanduruba on the 8th.
Okay, thank you. And Lily, what was yours?
Thank you very much. Also, I want to extend my the gratitude to Miraya FM for us to be here today. Indeed, it was a joyful and also heartbreaking visit.
Yes.
But on and all, we are very happy. For a long time, I was in the previous governments before the war broke out. Yei, Lanya, Morobo, Wandruba, and also Kajikeji was full of life.
Yes.
But what we saw is destruction. But this is war for us. Mm-hmm. That's why we are saying, let us embrace peace. With peace, our people will be in total harmony, in total lively. When you see the children that are there and there is no schools, as a woman, it's really touching. But we are very happy with the bold decision of our governor to visit these counties in this time. Very difficult time, raining season, but it was a very 100%. We supported it.
Okay. And I understand you traveled by road.
Yes.
How was that experience? You talk about the rain season and the destruction. How was that experience for you?
It was very good for us as a team because we can see our villages, we can see our people, we can interact, and we can really feel their pain. We can really see. Also, they will be happy with us that we are really want to feel the same pain that they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
It was good in that, even though we went through difficulties on the road, but we were happy.
Okay. Were you able to interact with any particular person, and do you remember what the interaction was?
What?
Just one case.
Yes. There is a woman. What she said, if we can extend the message to the president, they only want peace. They want to return to their homes, and they want to rebuild their lives.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. What about you, Honorable Jacob Aligo? Were you able to interact with the communities, and which one specifically stood out for you?
Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I just want to give my impression of the counties, the four counties, after speaking about Wandruba.
Mm-hmm.
I've been visiting here frequently. That's my hometown. Morobo, I was last there in 2019. Kajukeji, I was there in 2019 before the peace agreement was signed. After it was signed, of course, in 2018. And then I've been there again in 2023 and April this year and this time. So I've frequented Kajukeji. My impression, one, that the conflict has devastated that part of our country. The rural areas are deserted. You hardly get people on the road. No structures standing, with a few that are built using corrugated iron sheets, but they are in the bushes. The third impression is the state of the roads. The roads are in a sorrowful nature. They are very, very, very poor. Right from Juba to Kaya, where we also visited, the road is terrible. And they said, I was like, this is the road going to heaven. Because they say the road going to heaven
is narrow,
narrow and very difficult. The road is so difficult. The counties we visited falls within the Green Belt. And there are areas of agricultural production. I think my colleague here will shed more light because he's the relevant minister in that field. People are producing despite the challenges of the conflict. They have never abandoned their farming activities, and they're producing. We enjoy organic food throughout, but also they lack market because of the condition of the roads. And that one gave me the impression that this area needs to be given attention by our national government, because if these areas are connected with good road network, these areas will contribute positively to the economy of this country, and it will also mitigate our dependence on foreign imported food items.
Mm-hmm.
Because the food is there. Think of all the things that are coming maybe from Uganda, you find them in those areas. Only that they need the road so that they can even get this produce to the markets in places like Juba.
Okay.
My fourth impression is the problem. The yearning of the people for peace is so enormous. It's very amazing. Whichever area we visited, the demand of the citizens is peace. They are demanding for peace. The calls for peace are very, very strong. And as my colleague said, when we visited Wunduruba, after we left on the 8th, 2 days down the road, a nasty incident happened where 10 young people were slain in cold blood with others injured. We went to Morobo, we celebrated well, we went to Kajukeji. On our way, the executive director who was in the center of the organization of the visit died a sudden death.
Oh dear.
We went to Kajukeji. We returned from Kajukeji on the 16th. On arrival, as we stopped at the state secretariat, the news emanated of killing of 3 young people in Kajukeji, in the area even where we spent the night. So these are some of the sad part of our journey with His Excellency the Governor. The fifth impression that I had is the bravery of the governor to travel by road. I calculated the distance was 514 miles, apart from other minor movements through rough roads. In one point, when you are moving from Morobo to Kajukeji, at a certain point, we got stuck for 3 good hours in an area called Kentila. And traveling from Kajukeji to, I mean, from Morobo to Kajukeji used to be maybe 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We only had a brief stop in a place called Panyume, where the IO station, because the governor had to address the few citizens and the army that are there.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole journey took us 10 hours.
1.5 to 10 hours?
Yes, from 1.5 hours to 10 hours.
Okay.
So this defines the conditions of the roads there. On our return, because we also from Kajukeji directly to Yei, it took us 12 hours. And that could be a journey of maybe 2 or 2.5 hours. But this time it took us 12 hours. So this comes back to what I said,
yes,
about the issue of the condition of the road.
Wow.
Especially from Morobo to Yei, it's hell.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now coming to Wandoruba, and I would like to touch on it specifically there. When you had to visit Wandoruba twice, the first time and then go back after that incident that had 10 people killed and many injured, what was your observation, the mood, what were the people saying?
It was a very painful scene. Because when we visited Wandoruba on the 8th, the mood was that one of celebration. Women and children were standing by the roadside, waving leaves. Women are ululating. But on our return, the total opposite happened. It was a sad mood. The women, the children who greeted us with the jubilation, that jubilation turned into sorrow. So the welcome changed from ululation to shedding of tears. That was the most saddening part. Actually, when we disembarked from our vehicles, as we head to where the communities have gathered to be addressed by the governor, you can only hear the footsteps. But everybody was with a drooping head. People are shedding tears. It was a very painful experience. And I wish some of us have got the powers to end this conflict, which our people are paying the highest price, innocently.
All right. Thank you for sharing, Honorable Aligo. Honorable Lily, looking at the incident that happened in Wandoruba, you said you spoke to some people, you interacted with the community. What were your impressions?
Of course, it's very sorrowful incident. As women, these are young children. Of course, mostly people who are affected are women. I mean, in South Sudan, women give birth, and then later on they use to be fuel for war. So if there is people who are affected, first was with the women. Number two, they were packing. They are leaving to the bushes. When we came the first time on the 8th, they were joyful. And actually now they want to settle and they want to embark in agriculture. Even they show us the production.
What were some of the foods being produced there?
Grapefruits, tomatoes. They have
passion,
and then they have yams, bafra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of produce. So, but when we are coming in the second time, they were leaving. They were leaving with their children and their bags. They are leaving the town of Wandoruba. And it's really a sad to see that women in South Sudan now have no rest. It's from war to war and from to fleeing to the forest, to another forest and to the neighboring countries. As women, we wish really that this war must be end.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is our generation. The future of South Sudan is now in dilemma. And it's really painful. So this is the impression that I saw.
Okay. Thank you for sharing this really sorrowful experience that you had. But also, you had two sides of the story. You had a point where there was so much joy, and then you were able to also notice that despite the hardships, the people were settling, they were calling for peace, but, you know, tending to their farms and trying to rebuild their lives. And then the Wandoruba incident happens, and you go back and see that they're being redisplaced and all that. And you've, Honorable Aligo, you've highlighted some key points as the issues to do with bad roads, the issue to do with deserted areas, structures having been destroyed, and then the only makeshift structures in the bushes. So that means the infrastructure is definitely poor, and then they yearn for peace, the cry for peace among the people. And would you say that the purpose for this tour was achieved with your visit to these? These were four counties and one administrative biome. Of course, we'll talk about Terkeka later. Would you say that the purpose for this tour was achieved?
Thank you. First, before stating whether the purpose has been achieved or not, the objectives of this visit by the governor are almost three or four. One, the governor had wanted to acquaint himself with the general situation of the citizens in those areas he visited. And the second objective is to assess the general security situation and the safety of the citizens, because security stabilization and the issues of peace tops his government's priority.
Mm-hmm.
So the governor also had wanted to make sure he inspect the conditions of the forces on the ground, including those in the containment areas in case of the SPLA-IO, and how they relate to the civil population. The other third objective is the governor also want to acquaint himself with the challenges of service delivery in those areas. That's why in his delegation were relevant ministers, including my colleague sitting here with us, the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Environment, the Minister of Education and Instruction, the Minister of Health, the Minister of Peace Building, and the Minister of Roads and Bridges. The governor deliberately picked these ministers for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
First, on the issues of service delivery and the issue of agriculture, because he picked agriculture as one of his also top priorities.
Yes.
And then, of course, the Minister of Road have to see the nature of the road, especially those roads that falls within the domain of the state. And then one very important purpose of that visit, the governor had been delegated by His Excellency the President of the Republic, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, to represent him in graduation of 111 students from Emmanuel Christian University. That was the first graduation of that university. It used to be a college. So that one, there was a transition from the college to the universities, and so that graduation became the first one. And during that visit, of course, the governor delivered a number of messages from His Excellency the President,
mm-hmm.
and from himself.
Yes.
Those messages are around the areas of peace and reconciliation,
mm-hmm.
and dialogue. The president, in his message, called upon the people of Central Equatoria and the youth in particular to renounce the growing culture of violence that used not to be the case. And he was urging them to opt for peaceful means of resolving their grievances other than embarking on war that is very destructive.
Yes.
Destroying the land, destroying the future of their own children. And the governor, the president urged the citizens of those areas visited by the governor to renounce violence. Secondly, the president appealed to the holdout groups who are still continuing to fight that they should use the available peace initiatives like the Tumaini, which is currently going on in Kenya, where the government, the Republic of South Sudan, and the South Sudan Opposition Movements Alliance, SOMA, is taking place. They're negotiating peace. And the president also argued that those who are not yet made their mind should join this process. Or else, let them be encouraged to come to peace through local grassroots peace initiatives, which he said can be conducted under a brotherly spirit without external influences, and where people can easily reach consensus to come out in terms for peace. The president also appealed to the citizens of those areas to embark on developmental activities like agriculture, which will be useful for them to guarantee the food security for their children, for their families, and also maybe if they can have surplus, they can sell.
All right.
So those are some of the messages that come from the president.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And now we're about to go for a break, and then I'll be able to open the lines for you to call in as you're listening. This is Nationwide Discussion Hour. We're looking at the outcome of the state tour by Governor Agostino Jadala and a team of select officials from Central Equatoria State Government who were able to tour four counties. That is Yei River State, Morobo, Kajukeji, and Lanya, as well as Wanduruba Administrative Payam. So you can prepare your questions. You can start sending in a text message on 0912177141. Now, before we go for the break, my question here is, given all these observations, but also the messages that you've just stated, calling for the people to unite, to be peaceful, to renounce violence, but also to embark on developmental projects. These are things that cannot be done with insecurity, but also there's need for support from the government. So what are those interventions that are going to be put in place to ensure that these messages are able to be converted into actions, activities, programs, projects? We could start with Honorable Lily.
Thank you very much. Actually, as a state, I think the local initiative is the one that we can take, because this is a community base through our chiefs, through engagement with families, you know. So maybe this is really, we have seen it happen in Dolo. It's just through community engagement that there is holdout groups came, and now they are in containment area. Also, we have seen it also happen in Morobo. So we want also to see it to happen in other counties, that our brothers, our fathers, our husbands should hear for the calling of the community for peace. So maybe this engagement is now successful in two places, so we hope it will happen in other counties.
And in terms of agriculture and development?
Of course, when you look at these four counties, this is our green belt in Central Equatoria State. Those are the bread basket of Central Equatoria State. And even of South Sudan, I will say that. But because of insecurity and the roads from production to market also is an issue. So I'm calling here the national government really to help the state government to connect the area of production to the market. Our people are able actually to produce food that can feed South Sudan, especially these four counties of Greater Yei. These are green belt, and it's three seasons. For other crops, that take three months. And even they can go on the dry season also, they can produce some of their crops.
What specific things would you need the government, the national government, to do to support the state government?
First is stabilization of security. It's a national mandate. This is one. Number two, we want to see the roads that connecting productive areas to marketplaces. This is very important, so that the population can produce in massive. Because now sometimes when they produce, their food will get rotten because they cannot bring it to Juba. It will take days, and some delicate crops like tomatoes and cabbages sometimes will not arrive on time. Then it's a waste. That's why sometimes they opt not to produce it in mass. So really, this one are two things. Number two, we want to urge also our partners, especially FAO. And World Bank now is coming up with projects. We want a direct implementation of projects so that it will have more impact than using other NGOs who are not keen to help our people to produce. Also, this is my message to our partners.
All right. Thank you very much. Honorable Ligo will come to you to speak into that after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be opening the lines after the break. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nationwide.
You're listening to Radio Miraya.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Yes, welcome back. This is Nationwide Discussion Hour. We are looking at state discussions, and today our focus is Central Equatoria. And so with a focus on the tour by the governor and officials from the Central Equatoria government to different counties across the state, Yei River, Morobo, Kajukeji, Lanya, as well as Wonduruba Administrative Payam. We have Minister of Agriculture, Central Equatoria State, Lily Kapuki, in the studio. And then we also have Honorable Jacob Aligo Loladu, Chief Whip, Central Equatoria State Legislative Assembly. If you have a question, you're welcome to ask your question, and then you will be able to get an answer. So let's hear from our first caller, Radio Mirai. Hello.
Yes, good evening, Lucy Kaden, and good evening to honorables in the studio.
Good evening. What's your name?
Andrea Camila Ongamsi in Pagao area.
Yes, Andrea, continue.
I have a question to both two honorables in the studio. Central Equatoria State has experienced several abductions within and now it is part of Central Equatoria State, which is the main capital city of this country. With the fully government truth or government security authorities are there, what is their role to bring the abductors to books? Will they bring some abductors to books or not? If not, why?
Okay.
And second to it, why the first governor visit to all those areas become a threat to civilian, which has been happening in Wonduruba or where several civilians were killed at night? What is the cause of that killing?
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. We can take one more caller before our guests are able to answer your questions. There's actually a message here from Mabor Diu from Rumbek, who says, my question is, during your visit to Central Equatoria, what were the real problems you saw are being faced by the communities over there? And there's one other question here, and all right, this one has just been, actually, it's Andrea Camilo himself who called in. So let's take one more caller. Radio Mirai, hello.
Radio Mirai.
Yes, what's your name?
Tolfo from Northern Bargazar.
Yes, go ahead.
I greet the guests in the studio and I greet you there.
Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, thank you so much for welcoming. Darnagul is all guide for the studio Lana, Ajuba, Yahoo, Ajuba, and Ajinubu Sudan Kulu. Lena Gul Kirilano, Capital Bita, South Sudan. Ulo Capital Bita, South Sudan, Lazum Okun Juba Amini Bita Juba Okun Tamam. Lo Amini Bita Juba Okun Tamam, Lazo Akuma Okun, Yanawasik, Wilaya. يعني الثقة شديد أول مرة نسمع الحاكم بتاع سنترال أتوريا عمل زيارات للمقاطعات وزيارة يعني زيارة أول زيارة ده يعني في فوق مشاكلات ليه يكون يعني حاكم عمل زيارات وفوق مشاكلات في مناطق ونمر اثنين ليه يكون يعني أمني بتاع الولاية جبا يكون ضعيف مشكلة وين حكومة قاعد يعني حكومتين ناشنال أنا بتاع ولاية يعني في هناك
خلاص شكرا شكرا يا شكرا يا تولبوك
زمن نمر ثلاثة
أوكي خلاص بس in one minute
يا نمر ثلاثة جبا ده يعني فوق قبائل كتير وفي حاجات يعني بقى كالي زي وتا أنا حاجات تاني وشوارع بتاع داخل جوبا ما لبوكا كاربو وكوما قايد شكرا
شكرا جزيلا. All right, thank you. We'll be closing the lines now as our guests will be answering these questions. Honorable Aligo, you could start with this specific one from Tolbuk.
The one? This one, the last one?
Yes, you can start with the last
one. Okay, let me start with the last one. The call from Northern Bargazal is saying Juba is like the whole of South Sudan because all the communities of South Sudan are resident in the area. And why is it that Juba is not secure? And because if Juba is secure, then it will give confidence to people even
in the counties
or in the states.
Yes.
Well, it's very difficult to answer this question in regards to why there's this insecurity. Yes, Juba being the capital is supposed to be the most secure part of the country because it holds the entire leadership of this country. It holds all the diplomatic missions. UN agencies and international NGOs. And it holds the government of Central Equatorial State. And indeed, Juba is supposed to be the most secure place. Unfortunately, there are a lot of incidences of insecurity, but there are relevant people who are supposed to be answering this because I don't know matters to do with security.
With security. All right.
I don't know the implications.
Thank
you. So
thank
I don't
you very
want
much.
To venture into that.
All right.
The second is why should the visit of the governor be followed by violence?
Yes.
I think there are people who are opposed to the government. There are armed groups. And the visit of the governor is like a challenge. And they want to show that they are also around. So this is, of course, when you are in war, and you also want to flex your muscle. This is what I can say to
so
that caller.
There's this question about what was the reason behind
this
incident that took place in Wanduruba. What were the exact findings?
Well, when we came to Wanduruba, the citizens spoke, and the security chiefs who are traveling with the governor, plus the governor, agreed that when they return to Juba, of course, the governor will be presenting a report to the head of the state, and also will, together with the security chiefs that were with him, hold they'll have a conversation with the higher echelon of the army, maybe to put a committee to go to the ground to investigate what exactly happened.
Okay.
Again, I cannot go into details.
All right.
Because I can prejudice whatever need to be done.
Okay.
The final thing is the issue of the why is water expensive in Juba?
Yes.
I want to talk this one with all the frankness I have.
Go ahead.
Water is a very strategic commodity. Unfortunately, in South Sudan and in Juba, this commodity is entrusted into the hands of foreigners. And we are living by mercy of God. Because if these people want to harm us, just one drop of a poison can kill thousands. And despite the fact that we have what we call free market is not free, like the essence of free market is not the way it is being practiced in South Sudan. And water in other countries is, even a water plan is supposed to be a restricted area because it's about the lives of people.
Okay.
So these foreigners have done controlling us.
So what is the solution here?
The solution is the Nile is just passing through us. We are not setting our priorities correctly. I want to say this. In 2012, I was a minister of finance for Central Equatorial State. We traveled to Turkey.
Yes.
And negotiated a loan for building a water plant in Juba.
What happened? In summary.
Yes, the Exim Bank of Turkey approved an initial grant of 100 million. But when we came back and sought for sovereign guarantee, we failed to get it from the national government. And the whole thing died off. Secondly, water is supposed to be managed by the local government.
Okay.
Unfortunately, in Juba.
That is not the case.
That's not the case.
All right. I think this issue of water is huge, and we do not have time to delve into it, and maybe we'll set aside
yes.
a separate time to discuss that. There's one question that I'd like to direct to Honorable Lily. It's a question about the Juba-Kaya Road. It was started, and I know this is very key for your ministry because then it opens a road for business. It started and then it halted halfway. There was bush clearance. People were very excited. What happened? Just briefly, yes.
That road is a national competency.
National competency?
Competency, yeah. It's not on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope that the Minister of Road and Bridges, national government, is hearing us. We are all yearning for that road to be finished and to start.
Okay.
The people and the agriculture sector is looking forward for that road.
All right.
Juba-Kaya Road, yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, in your last remarks, which you will have to summarize in 30 seconds, I'd like each of you to share, just in summary, what you're going to do, because you were all selected specifically to be able to observe certain areas and then provide solutions. So what are some of the things you're going to do in that regard, Honorable Ligo?
Of course, the governor is in the center of that visit, and he went with this team, ministers, advisors, members of parliament from both the national and the state assemblies, and the chiefs of security.
Yes.
Definitely all this teams might have made their own observations, and we are expecting that maybe a meeting will be called where people will discuss the way forward.
Okay.
After all that they have observed during this trip.
All right. All right. If that's the case, then share your final message to the public.
My final message to the public is that, one, as people of the Republic of South Sudan, we have been in conflict for many, many, many decades.
Mm-hmm.
And still we are in war.
Mm-hmm.
So we, in the words of the president, we need to renounce war and opt for peaceful means, because this is key for everything.
Yes.
That we want. Peace, stability, and harmony.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Honorable Lilin, 15 seconds. What is your final message?
My final message is go to my productive area of Greater Yei counties that let us embark in agriculture. It is necessary and it's vital in this time around when South Sudan is going through economic hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So through agriculture, and it's a vision of the governor, transforming agriculture through cooperative societies. So we are looking forward to engage with the people of South Sudan.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of Nationwide Today. Up next, we have the news.